This image is titled Aurora Lines, and I captured this on my recent Iceland winter workshop in January of 2023. And a couple of days before the workshop, I had flown into the country and was getting on that time zone, getting rid of jet lag, and I was talking to my partner who lives there, and we decided this one night to head out and look for the aurora. Now, the aurora forecast, there's a couple of different tools that we use, and the forecast was not predicting any great show of lights. The electromagnetic energy was not hitting the Earth. And so the forecast was, it was a so-so kind of night. But we headed out anyway. We were about an hour out of Reykjavik, and all of a sudden, I look up out of the car window and I see the aurora start to happen. I see these beautiful lines start to shape across the sky. And at lower amplitude, the aurora doesn't show up as color. This color only comes through when you capture it with a camera. So on location at night, they really look like gray streaks of clouds. So we quickly pulled over and found a spot to photograph, and had a wonderful time. We moved up the road a little bit further and found an old church that he knew about and photographed that. And then we decided it was well past midnight. It was getting late, and I was trying to get on a regular sleep schedule. So we came back, started heading back to town, and I looked up in the sky again and just saw this incredible amount of activity and said, we got to stop. We got to pull over. And so we pulled over at this small little parking area next to the frozen lake, and we walked down onto the lake and started witnessing this beautiful light show above us. And one of the things, you know, if you've never shot the aurora before, it's a beautiful thing to do. You know, you see it in the sky, and then you see this magic green appear on the back of your camera, and it's just fantastic. But after a while, the regular rules of photography start to take over, and you start thinking about composition. It's not just the shape and brightness of the aurora, but it's also the landscape underneath the aurora. It's the mountains, it's the foreground, the midground, the background. And so we were fortunate enough when we came down that I found this crack in the ice. And so I set up my tripod over the crack in the ice to act as a little bit of foreground interest and act as a leading line to take you back towards the mountains and then up into the aurora. Other times, other locations that we were at, we kept looking for foreground interest, whether it be a stream that was not frozen over or the church, anything that we could use to help create an artful composition. But on this night, we found this crack, and these lines of aurora just started blowing over the top of the mountain. And I could see this immense amount of activity happening with my bare eyes. And then when I saw what was on the back of my camera, I flipped out. I knew this was going to be incredible. And so, and it was. It was about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning when we finally said, you know, we should probably get to bed, even though the aurora was still happening. We decided that we'd had enough for the night and packed up and headed back home. Then once I got back home to my computer after the workshop, it was real easy processing, and this shot all, didn't have to do a whole lot. If you get your settings done well in camera the first time, you really don't have to do a lot of post-processing with this. So there's my aurora lines. It was a magical night in Iceland, and I look forward to experiencing that again sometime very, very soon.